Chapter 2, Commands to Men and Women Old and Young. But you must teach what accords with sound doctrine, that older men be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, in patience. That older women likewise should be reverent in demeanour, not slanderers, not enslaved to much wine. Teachers of that which is good, so that they may train the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the preaching of the word of God may not be mocked. The younger men likewise exhort to be self-controlled. In all things show yourself as an example of good works. In your teaching show integrity, dignity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Encourage servants to be submissive to their masters, and to be pleasing to them in all things, not argumentative, not petty thieves, but showing integrity in everything, that they in all things may make attractive the doctrine of God our Saviour. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. It trains us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, as we look for the blessed hope, the manifesting of the glory of the great God and of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify to himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no one despise your teaching.